This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feel free to love what you will listen to in this hour of the DJV experience. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Our focus here is on the man from Bozeman, Montana, who is lucky to be alive today. This fellow, he was interviewed by the radio station that carries this program in Bozeman, and he said to the reporter, "Not my best day." This guy survived not one bear attack, but two.
Wow.
His name is Todd Orr.
He should get a lottery ticket.
Wow. He's very lucky, this guy. 50 years old, survived two different attacks by the same bear in Montana.
Does that make
there a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio about this?
He posted, if you go to Facebook, find his account, Todd Orr, O-R-R. This is the video is posted to his Facebook account. He was hiking through Madison Valley scouting for elk when he came across a female grizzly and her two cubs. Bad.
Uh-oh.
That's bad news.
Ooh, that is bad news.
And then he shouts to the bear, "Hey, bear," trying to scare him away.
He did not say, "Hey, bear."
Well, that's what the people
hey,
were
there, bear.
Hey, bear.
No.
For a moment, it appeared to work. The grizzly turned and ran away. And then apparently she changed her mind. She charged him. I yelled a number of times. So
like
she
with
knew
a
I was
Visa or
human.
American Express?
So if you get to her face, to his Facebook page, with a couple of seconds, she was on top of him. He pulled out a canister of bear spray and managed to spray the grizzly about 25 feet away. Oh, my God. Look at the way this guy's chewed up.
Ugh,
that's what you can see in the post.
I don't know that I want to see that. Ugh.
Oh, my God. This guy is lucky as hell to be around.
And he actually filmed this?
Apparently.
Wow.
He said each bite was like a sledgehammer with teeth.
Oh,
gosh.
Good the bear boy. Kept after him. After what felt like an eternity, the bear ran off, leaving him injured and stunned, but alive. Alive. He made, he heard, he moved, he ran away 5-10 minutes away, and the grizzly was after him again. He wrote on his Facebook post, "Why me? I was so lucky the first time. I was always wondering
about that meat cologne."
If I'm standing in the middle of Times Square and a bear attacks me, I'm allowed to go, "Why me?"
Yeah.
He's in the
Times
woods.
Like, yeah.
He's hunting elk. Yeah. Why you? Really, Elmer Fudd? Really?
I know. I have a very good friend, a guy up in a community that's north and west of me that does a lot of work on my equipment. And he goes to Montana every year to go bear hunting. And a couple of years ago, he came back from bear hunting, and he was very despondent because a very close friend of his, there were four or five that used to go out and do bear hunting every year. And this fellow's name is Francis, and he left with his friends. And the guy who was a former Massachusetts state trooper, he said, "No, I'm going to stay for another day." And they never heard from him again. Never, ever heard from again. So,
I mean, way to bring it down. Good morning to you.
I mean, shouldn't you practice the buddy system when hunting bears?
I wouldn't know. Why would you go out? Why would you?
If you've been attacked by an animal, call 888-302-DOG. Cats and dogs need not apply. We want the wild beasts.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, here, this brings me around. This guy was showing me his guns. I came across a...
Like his arms or like his real guns?
No, his guns that he shoots with.
You want a ticket to the gun show?
Did you know that privately owned firearms are stolen in America?
Yes.
Over 300,000 times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Would make sense.
That's a lot of guns stolen every single day. And when people say, "Where do criminals get their guns?" This is where they get their guns. They don't get them by going to the gun shop or to the gun sale at the fair or whatever it is. This is where people. There are 265 million guns in our country. That's almost one gun for every American that is alive. Certainly one for a couple for every adult. And the overwhelming number of people that are responsible. See, I don't think we realize this. This is something that, and I put, throw it out just because it's a stat. It's just information. It's food for thought. But for those of you who are hunters, because a lot of hunting, there's a lot of hunting going on now this time of year. Where do the, and I think this mostly is handguns too, right? Pistols and stuff. Not necessarily rifles, shotguns.
It could be anything, though. If you're, I mean, if you're robbing someone's house and you know that they're a gun owner and they have a gun locker, right? Or, yeah. I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah. I'm really surprised at that statistic. Okay, speaking of stats in a moment, we're going to help you understand why it makes good sense for you to recycle. So recycling in the Focus up next to you with DJV.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where five lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 to 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Hi, it's 15 after the hour. Doug, Victoria, Jennifer, who would have thought that there is an organization called the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries in Washington. I guess there's an industry-wide group for every industry.
And there's lots of scrap in Washington, by the way.
Right. Joseph Picard is here, the chief economist and director of commodities at the Institute of Scrap Recycling. I think that's probably true, Joseph. Don't you think there's a lot of scrap down there? You could probably, it's not of the metallic kind, but you probably could recycle some of those old coots down there as well, right?
Our industry recycles whatever gets thrown our way, so I think
good.
There's lots of opportunity.
That's a good thing, right? A lot of people think of recycling as those bins they set out on the curb every week, but it's a lot bigger than that. I recycle on my farm a lot of scrap metal and things that would normally, you know, people would sort of throw out. Metal's not bringing a lot of money. It's something that is a raw material that can be used to make new products. And that's really, that's kind of the definition, isn't it, of recycling, using old to make new?
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people, when they think about recycling, they think about the bin. But our industry is really much bigger than that. We're a $100 billion a year industry that directly and indirectly employs about 470,000 people here in the United States. Hmm. So we're certainly bigger than the bin.
So the metals, paper, plastic, tires, electronics, what's the biggest, in terms of recycling, what's the biggest category?
By volume, certainly scrap metal, and especially iron and steel scrap. Annually, we're processing about 70 to 75 million tons just of iron and steel scrap here in the U.S. Every year. But certainly recovered paper and fiber is an important recyclable as well. We're doing about 40 to 50 million tons of paper recycling in this country every year.
What causes the influx? I tell you, because of recycling all the metal that I do, I have to pay to get my tires taken away, and that can be pretty expensive. The metals, however, a couple of years ago, we had $350 a ton. I think now it's about $100 a ton. What predicates what any of this stuff is worth?
Well, really, it's a free market, and the scrap recycle market, is about supply and demand. Now, the prices that are set for scrap are really beyond the control of any individual scrap processor. They're set in markets both here and globally because this has certainly become a global industry. But, you know, the health of the recycling industry and the demand for recycled commodities is very closely connected to the health of our manufacturing industry as well, because manufacturers not only generate scrap, but they're also the consumers of scrap. You think about steel mills or copper smelters that are going to take that old metal, melt it down, and create new products with it.
So you've got a sort of scrap yearbook you've come up with. What does, in light of what you just said about manufacturing and the health of the economy, what does your study, what is your overview of the year tell us about where we are health-wise, economically, or where we're going?
Yep, I think, you know, the scrap industry, as I say, is closely connected to the health of manufacturing, but also to commodity markets and to the global economy as well, because this has certainly become a global marketplace for scrap recyclables. And I think any time that your industry is connected to those larger trends, there's going to be ups and downs in the business cycle. And we've come through a downturn, and I think our industry is extremely resilient and I think really well poised for rapid growth going forward.
You know, it drives me nuts. I have a dairy farm in Massachusetts, and a lot of the guys that work with me, they find it easier and cheaper to throw logs, not logs, but 2x4s, 2x6s, because the guys who are working building things find it less time-consuming to put up something new than to take the nails out of something old. I don't do that. I have piles of wood that I've used from taking buildings down. Isn't it an educational process that's necessary here to get people to understand how important it is to use stuff that has value still and how wasteful it is to toss stuff away?
Absolutely, and I think that's one of ISRI's most important functions. And if you go to our website, www.isri.org, you can find lots of information, not just about recycling and our industry and the association, but where to find a recycler and all the great economic and environmental benefits associated with recycling, because it really is important in today's environmental landscape to stress the environmental benefits of recycling, too. You know, if you use secondary aluminum instead of producing new aluminum, you're going to have energy savings of around 90%. And so that's increasingly important given today's environmental landscape.
I'm betting that all of us can think, Richie, Jennifer, Victoria, of a recycling facility in your community. I can think of two commercial ones.
Just there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that are there, and that's all part of
your yard.
Yeah, not surprised. But if you think about it a little bit, you can really you can understand how this is such a big business. So you've triggered a lot of ideas in our mind, Joseph Picard. Thank you. The website is isri.org, isri.org. Joseph Picard, who is the director of commodities at the Institute. It's now 21 after the hour.
If
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. iComp Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Why don't you go ahead and break my heart? Why are you waiting?
It's becoming quite a popular tune. Blake and Gwen singing together. Do I have to use the last names, or does everybody know what I'm talking about when I say Blake
I think
and Gwen?
We know now.
Blake, we know.
Happy birthday, by the way, today to Gwen Stefani, who turns 47, or I guess it was yesterday. Fashion and beauty magazines, a lot of blogs paying tribute to her style. Is it her hair? Is it her face? Is it the whole look? What is there that grabs people about
her
look?
It's so interesting because her style has evolved a little bit, but it's always got the signature kind of platinum blonde hair. There was a period where I think she had some pink, but platinum blonde hair and the red lips are very iconic and kind of related now to Gwen Stefani.
What era are we talking about, Jennifer?
The 90s. Oh, her look?
Yeah, isn't that 40s?
There's a little throwback of a 40s look, I think you're right. Yeah.
A little pinup girl style, probably.
Yep.
Right.
A little bit of a rockabilly thing thrown in there, too, she had for a while. So, yeah. But she's made it all her own, especially
with
her own
clothing. Does she look differently now that she's with Blake Shelton?
She looks happier.
Yeah, I mean, other than just smiling. I mean, she also gets a lot of influence from Japanese fashion, no joke. I mean, her whole line of perfume is Harajuku Girls. So, I mean, she brings in lots of different elements, I think, in her style.
All right, so now she's 47.
Looks great for 47, by the way.
If you look at some of the tabloids, the suggestion was Blake might have used the occasion to propose to her. Did that happen?
We don't know. He wished her happy birthday. I know. Jen, what is your boyfriend doing proposing to another girl?
She's just his beard.
He tweeted happy birthday to her, and last night she spent the night, I think, in L.A. She was launching a new Harajuku cartoon for kids on Nickelodeon. So I don't know if they were together. I'm assuming they were. But if they are and getting engaged, I mean, eventually we're going to know. She has pretty much put their whole relationship on Instagram, so.
It will become known.
Yeah.
So this single, Go Ahead and Break My Heart, has done very well on the Kent. This is the first time Stefani's been there, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't think she ever thought she'd ever do anything in the country world.
No.
Well, she didn't think she'd hang around with somebody like Blake Shelton, did she?
I would agree with that, probably.
I don't think the world thought that would ever happen. They're the most surprising and the most adorable couple.
Really?
They could be cuter, like if it were me and not her.
Yeah, that's true.
The rumors
behind
the scene are that she will not commit to him until he commits to stopping drinking as much beer as he does.
Oh, you're making that up.
I know. No one says that.
I said it. I know from inside source. All right, let's move on here. John Legend is going to perform at the John Legend Theater in the Springfield, Ohio Center of Innovation. He donated $500,000 for the project and is going to perform at the opening ceremony, which is next Sunday, the 9th. So this guy, they renovated the theater, named in his honor, and he paid for it. This guy's won a lot of Grammys, hasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's really good, yeah. This was his high school that he went to.
Yes, yeah. Came from Springfield, Ohio. Springfield North High School. Went to the University of Pennsylvania after that. School board says it probably wouldn't have taken on the proposal, or the project rather, without Legend giving the $500,000. So now this facility called the Dome houses a couple of educational programs, the Greater Springfield Career Connected Center.
And many bald men.
And who's your what?
Many bald men.
In the Dome. Bald?
Oh, very funny, Jennifer. Wristbands are going to be distributed in advance of the performance to teachers and staff members of the school, students. Would they just pick 100 kids? Is the place that small? Why not let everybody come in?
Well, it says it seats, 680?
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Fill it up. All right, so that's the John Legend story. Nice that he is, well, I mean, in a sense, continuing his own legacy, right?
Yeah.
I did that, but it was in college. It wasn't in high school. So good for him. John Legend has a good air and a sort of good feel to him today. 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You ever wonder what would happen to your pet if something happened to you? You know, the law considers pets property, and one type of property cannot receive other property, i.e. money, in a will. That means you have to find another solution, and it turns out there are several. Recently, the ASPCA collaborated with LegalZoom, the online legal forum site, to create a pet protection agreement that can be filled with a last will and testament. It allows pet guardians like yourself to establish continuing care for all of your animals if something were to happen to you. You can set up a pet trust by speaking to attorneys as well. It doesn't have to be through this. The bottom line is I spend a lot of time at shelters and rescues across the country, and it drives me absolutely crazy when I see someone bring in an older dog or an older cat that belonged to a family member and turned it into a shelter to be euthanized. It's your responsibility to make sure that if, heaven forbid, something were to happen to you, that your pets would be taken care of. A pet trust is definitely the way to go. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Are your muscles and joints always tired? Hi, Willie Hayes here for Original Blue Emu Super Strength Cream. The easiest way to soothe those tired muscles and joints. Original Blue Emu is not like any ordinary cream. It's America's number one emu oil formulated topical cream. It's odor-free and simple as 1, 2, 3. Find out why there's so many loyal users. Give Original Blue Emu a try today. Yes, I said today. Available at nationwide retailers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Awakening the heartland. This is the DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Three different perspectives on what's going on. So oftentimes we start with the good news. Perhaps we'll change that for a moment here and focus on the bad news. Yes, okay. So there is always something there to remind me of stuff that ought to be contained, if you will. Jennifer is our resident Californian. The stories of women who say they were sexually assaulted more than a decade ago by Bill Cosby has prompted your state to approve a bill to eliminate the 10-year limit on filing rape and related charges. Mm-hmm. So that has been passed and signed, I believe, right?
Yeah. The statute of limitations has been removed. And actually, our friend, Dougie, not to drop a name, but our friend Gloria Allred was pretty involved with that movement. Putting some pressure on Sacramento to get that fixed, because a lot of her clients said they wanted to join in on the lawsuit with what's going on with Bill Cosby in Philadelphia, and they were unable to because of the time constraints. So she's considering that a victory. I think in true Gloria Allred fashion, I think she did a press conference on it last week to celebrate. Yes.
Yeah, right. So how many people still think that the charges against Bill Cosby are racially motivated? Is there anybody with their head on straight that thinks
Never thought that. Is that a thing?
Some people have said that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're going to target someone, you wouldn't go after Dr. Huxtable, though. Like,
I had heard
that doesn't make sense.
I had heard it was because he's actually critical of black men particularly. You know, he always has his tough messaging about being there for the family and, you know, kind of cleaning it up a little bit. I had heard that it was sort of people on the left sort of paying him back for those messages to people in his community.
All right, let's see.
I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you can probably dismiss one or two claims, but when there is 50 claims, I mean, you have to think that there was something going on there. And with my own personal experience, I know that he probably doesn't have a lot of boundaries, you know.
He put his head on your lap.
Correct.
Yeah. No boundaries.
That would definitely not be a boundary.
All right, let's move this up just a little bit. I have not seen anything like this, although I suppose, sadly, there are instances that may duplicate this. The story of a 17-year-old kid in Alabama who has been online voicing his support for law enforcement, got beaten up last Friday night at the local high school football game, and he now has a fractured skull, brain trauma, a pretty brutal attack. And so his mother has been posting on him, wondering whether he's going to make it to his 18th birthday. He's in the hospital in Birmingham. This is an example of the difference between the way white youngsters, maybe adults as well, and black youngsters and adults view the protests that focus on the police. I saw something this morning, and I wasn't going to mention it until I saw this, that last year there were 806 young black men who were killed by police across the country. And so I wondered, and I can't find it, how many young white men were killed by the police across the country. Does somebody want to dig around in that?
They're there.
And actually, the number is a lot bigger than the amount of black
people. Well, there are a lot more white people than there are black
people. That's right, for population. And I think what you find from this is that only 4% of police shootings are against unarmed black men. And that's the message.
That's 800 people. A lot of people. If it's more white people, that's even more. How come so many people are getting shot?
Yeah, then that just speaks to a larger problem with the police. Why is everyone getting shot?
Yeah.
There's a website called killedbypolice.net.
Oh, good. Who runs that?
Yeah.
Obviously, no one. They're gone.
Jennifer.
Killed by police. Yeah.
Okay. I better be moving off of that one. Here's some bad news for those of you who are speeders. Undercover police cars getting like the stealth airplanes. After adding red and blue emergency lights inside the front visors of unmarked police cars, Ford Motor Company, FOMO Co., said yesterday they're introducing rear emergency lights built into the spoiler.
I'm having some rear lights built into my spoiler. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I apologize.
That's okay.
It's National Taco Day. That's all you're thinking
delicious.
About.
Really?
There you go. Yes.
So instead of donuts, the police are going to offer, they're going to be eating tacos, is that
They'll be eating tacos and driving around in their brand new souped up Fords.
If they're smart.
Have you noticed, quick question, Doug, in Framingham, I don't have a grasp of how big the town is. I just
70,000 people.
Okay, so that's a really big town. So,
biggest town in America.
Does your police force, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Like town?
Biggest town in the country. You're going to vote for city government next April.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
I've noticed a weird trend that all local police, and I mean podunk towns, like I'm from a town that's 2 miles long and 2 miles wide, and there's three or four different police cars in the little town. Every car looks like Knight Rider. It seems excessive that these cars keep getting more and more souped
up. That's what they do. They're trying, they're selling
towns.
These, they've taken the Ford station, the four-wheel drive Explorer. Mm-hmm. They've taken the Explorer and made that the police car of choice, unless you're down south and you like the Hemi and the Dodge.
Right.
And then they got these souped-up Dodge Chargers that they chase people around with. But I think you're right. This speaks to how the police in general are ramping up. I've been very critical, and so have a lot of other people, of all this military hardware that the local police have. They don't know how to use it. They just get it because the Pentagon is screwing around with their budget, and they don't want to have any lines go empty, so they buy stuff they don't need and give it away, knowing that that's what's going to, when they order it, they're going to give it away to police. And the police don't know what to do with a lot of this stuff. I thought the Crown Victoria was a pretty practical car for the police. They stopped making it, and so they now have the Taurus.
I like the one that, what's the not the Dodge, they have the Charger. I like the police officer's
the Challenger.
The Challenger. I love that. That's a car that's worthy of a police officer. You have all these dummies who are driving around town with their souped up engines. You need to let the police have a chance to, like,
let me tell you something.
Compete.
I think every
police car already is like a V12 in it, don't they?
I drive a Lincoln MKS, which is basically the Taurus all dressed up.
Yep.
That is the fastest car I've ever owned.
Really?
That thing would eat my 67 Bronco for lunch.
Yeah, well, the Lincolns are notoriously, I mean, my dad used to only drive Lincolns, and they had, I mean, they were fast cars.
Yeah, I know, but I know the used to Lincolns, this new, and this thing's a six-cylinder, it is bad. I mean, that thing is 0 to 60.
I'll put my Rover up against it anytime. Let's go have a race.
Come on.
Oh, maybe I'll put up my Lexus G, my GS350 F Sport. I might put that up against
it. But it's funny because I was just thinking about this yesterday. You know, back in the old days when they had those old Crown Vicks, Doug, they would float all over the road. And, you know, even back before that when they had the big Chryslers that were the police cars. And I was thinking,
Chrysler station wagons.
Yeah, and I was thinking, those things must have been all over the road when they were at high speed. These newer cars are such control.
The shocks were gone, man. Yeah. Look out for that. All right. So much for that. In a moment, tonight's VP debates and what to expect if you're going to watch them on television. TV Report is up next here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. Technology is constantly innovating, so how do we keep up? Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with some of his favorite brands, creating a buzz this fall. Mario, what are your 5 picks this season?
In toys, Lego Mindstorms EV3. It combines Lego building with programming technology so you can create and command robots. It includes a remote control that allows the robot to complete challenging missions using the EV3 programmer app. New in mobile technology, Moto Z. The Moto Z Force and Moto Z Play, the family of smartphones can be instantly transformed in a snap. You can host a movie night with the Moto InstaShare projector, dance with the JBL SoundBoost speaker, get a better camera shot with the Hasselblad True Zoom, or extra battery with the Incipio Off-Grid Power Pack. For homeowners, the LG ArtCool Premier System. It's a duct-free, single-zone air conditioning system that's sleek, stylish, and powerful. It can heat or cool any room of the house, and you can control and monitor features with the LG Smart AC app. If you need a mattress, the new It Bed by Sleep Number. It's an affordable smart bed that ships to your door. It can be adjusted on each side, uses Sleep IQ technology to track your sleep, and connects to fitness apps to optimize wellness. Lastly, protect your digital life with McAfee Live Safe. The yearly subscription service shields your data and identity across multiple devices, featuring mobile security, virus protection, secure cloud storage, and no more remembering passwords with TrueKey by Intel Security.
Thanks, Mario. For more, visit KillerApps.tv.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Time for television talk, 47 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, I was looking at the history of political parodies on SNL and how good, you were all talking about how good Alec Baldwin was last Saturday night, so I decided just to kind of look down. I remember some of them, but I haven't watched with regularity SNL for years. Once in a while there's something good on, I want to see it. There were the people who used to play Reagan, for example, and George Bush and Ross Perot and Bill Clinton.
Dana Carvey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. And Al Gore.
It was great. That was when SNL was really kind of in its sweet spot.
I will tell you, I watched it this weekend, and it was an excellent episode. It got me interested to watch again because they added some funny skits.
Yeah. When Donald Trump and Chris Christie were on earlier this year, Bobby Moynihan was Christie and Daryl Hammond was Trump. I remember seeing that. It was pretty
funny. That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Tina Fey as Sarah Palin's got to be the number one, though.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, so Jen, what do we have that's exciting tonight, including but not limited to the VP debates? There was a big viewership for the Clinton-Trump thing, 84 million, they're going to have people showing up for
that chance. Want to know why? Because more than 40% of Americans cannot name the vice presidential candidates. 41% identify Mike Pence. 46% can identify Tim Kaine. Yet, these are the two solid ones, right? The two solid candidates. So they're going to be squaring off in debate. Martha Raddatz is the moderator for this one. And you can watch it on all of the major TV networks. Everyone will be covering it. And it makes me laugh because it's taking place in Farmville, Virginia, which if any of you had free time a few years ago, you played a lot of Farmville on your computer. So there you go. There's a real
Farmville
place.
Farmville is where the University of...
It's Longwood University where it's going to be taking place.
I have a friend who's a professor there.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe you can get an inside, get some inside juice for us. Now, if politics not your thing, sports is more your thing. I like both. But, I might be flipping back and forth. The Major League Baseball playoffs are starting. The Orioles and the Blue Jays are facing off in the wild card game. Winner will meet the Rangers in the division series, which begins on Thursday. That's on TBS at 8 Eastern. So make sure you check that out if you're a sports person. Now, if you're not, if none of this is your jam, as Victoria likes to say, we've got episode 1 of season 3 of The Flash. That premieres on CW today at 8. NCIS is all new on CBS. You've got a results show from Dancing with the Stars and the pilot on CW of No Tomorrow. That's at 9 p.m.
No Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean like we're not going to have it tomorrow?
They believe the apocalypse is coming, and so they're fighting it.
I'm going to New York. I don't want to get lost.
Hope the apocalypse doesn't come till you get back, Dougie.
10 before the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking across the landscape of our country, the meadows, the forests, the ponds, the loveliness of our country is underscored by some reading that's usually pretty lovely. And so that's why we have with us every week at this time the lady who's responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, Amy Newmark, is here with Why You Ought to Rent a Muscle Car When You're in Your 70s. I guess this is close to home here. We'll find out. It's from the new Chicken Soup book called Simply Happy, which we'll release today. More about the book, more about the idea coming right up here.
Napa Know-How.
The Napa Know-How 99-cent reusable bag is like any old bag. It has handles. It stores stuff. But if you put stuff your car needs from Napa into an ordinary bag, you won't get 20% off. You can only get 20% off in a Napa reusable bag. Now just 99 cents. Check and mate ordinary bags. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Some restrictions apply. Offer expires 10/31/16.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, Amy Newmark is here from Chicken Soup of the Soul. Their website, chickensoup.com. You can find the podcast there or on iTunes and Stitcher. Tune in, connected to DougStefan.com. We're here to share. And so the idea, as we get older, that we might want something that befits our status. I used to have a muscle car. I don't know if it was really a muscle. Richie, would you say the Camaro was a muscle car?
That thing couldn't burn tires if you put Crisco grease under the under the wheel. So it was a cool old car.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about today is a Camaro.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what this was, yeah.
So I'm out in L.A. right now. I'm doing Good Day L.A. in a few hours to launch my Simply Happy book. And then I'm going down to San Diego Thursday to do a couple of morning shows, and I'm going to meet Janet Bauer, who wrote this story about why you should rent a muscle car in your 70s. Janet's car was damaged, you know, by valet parking it somewhere, so she had to get a rental car for a week. She and her husband were in their 70s, and she said, I'm going to rent a Camaro. I'm just going to pay the upgrade fee and get a Camaro instead of what the insurance was going to give me. And they had a blast for a week. She said they were going so fast, but that by the time people realized how old they were already gone. And they had so much fun squeezing themselves in and out of that car. She said they needed 7-foot arms to try to close those doors. But they drove all over San Diego County for a week, and it just made them feel young again. It was a fun adventure. They've been married 50 years. And it was just a wonderful thing for them to do. And I loved the story so much that I put it in my Simply Happy book.
Well, one of the things about muscle cars, they kind of go. I was, just as you were telling that story, reminding myself, the first new car I ever had was a 1969 Pontiac Grand Prix, which was all hood and fender, and, you know, maybe you had room for a couple of people to sit in a car. But I didn't have the courage. I wanted to buy a Corvette, but I didn't have the courage to do it, so I bought this instead. And then I think about some of the other cars that I had during the 1970s that were all, you know, General Motors souped-up cars that today are worth a lot of money. And then I think about what I drive today or what I've driven over the years. And, you watch shows, probably the most notable is Hawaii 5-0, sponsored by Chevy, and they have Camaros. You know, there's a new one this year. It's all black with black wheels, and, you know, that you can spin out in those things. There's something that's good. What do you suppose it is about marketing, Amy, that makes people think just because they're older, they ought not to have a fast car? I'm not exactly a spring chicken, but I love fast cars, and I drive faster now. There was a while that I slowed down a little bit, but I find myself now really pushing it when I'm out, even if I'm not on the highway. But Richie and I were just talking about I could do in his car. But what is there about being older that people think, oh, you got to slow down? Why?
I don't know. I mean, there's a great quote from George Bernard Shaw. He said, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great quote.
Yeah, it's foolish. Age is such a BS number. Who cares how old you are? It's how you look. It's how you feel. It's how you engage. It's what you do with your life. All of that stuff. It doesn't have to be anything. It's not convenient for me. I'm not saying it because of convenience. It's because that's what's real, frankly, for me anyway. And that's, whatever's in your head is what's real for you. So if you feel old, you're going to be old. Feel young, going to be young. The new book is Simply Happy, releases today. Good luck with that. Amy Newmark from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.